Let's give me a chance to begin to appreciate a rabbi. The opening three halachas of Perek Beis and Chametz Matzah. Rabbi introduces Perek Aleph about the Isser of eating Chametz. Perek Beis opens with the Isser, with the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah to be mashbis the Chametz, whatever that means, on Yudal Nisan. What does that mean? So as we saw, the Rabbah in Perek Beis, addresses himself to what exactly does Tashbisu mean? Min HaTorah, Pasuk in the Chumash, the Mitzvah says in the Torah, the Rabbah speaks about Ditto, and then Halachically goes on to talk about the Drabbah. The Drabbah, Min HaTorah, Ditto, V'yam Masadi, Halacha Beis, Halachically, the Drabbah, he got the B'dikas Chametz, as well, and specifically, Chazal only mandated the concept of the B'dikas, they also mandated the when and the how. The Tzilas Lera Ba'asar and the Oran Hanir. The hearing in, on Perek Beis or Halacha Beis, so the version of the Rambam that's prevalent in our Svarim, our Gersa of the Rambam says the Hashbasa is entirely and only, it's an like Bittah. And again, that's consistent with the Umbus, who translates Hashbisu as Tibakum. Okay, Hashbisu means Bittah. But of course, we said yesterday, it's sort of surprising to say that the only thing you do is Bittah. There's no such thing as destroying Chametz physically. It's all Bittah. So the Kesef Mishnah responds to that. Not his own Shita, but he presents that there's another version of the Rambam. The two versions of what did the Rambam write in the Mishnah Torah. So here's the number two, which is what the Kesef Mishnah says is widely available in the Svarim Shevi Adenim. Again, not sure if that means before he came to Eretz, after he came to Eretz. But he reports on the Gersa that he found in many editions of the Rambam that it was more nuanced. The first Gersa of the Rambam is Hashbasa is Bittul, period. The second Gersa, because the Mishnah reports, says it depends. There are two categories. Sometimes the proper type of Hashbasa is Bittul, and sometimes the proper type of Hashbasa is actual physical getting out of my problem. When do you do which? So the Kesemisha's Gersa is because there is Chametz Yadua and Chametz She'enidu. Do you know the Chametz is there? Do you not know the Chametz? So instead of saying, all Chametz in the world, I tell you, you're a Bittul, you know, it depends. You start the Chametz or not the Chametz. If it's Chametz Yadua, then physically remove it, you see that in, you'll see it. But if it's Chametz She'enidu, you don't know it, it's even there, then do good. And that we call that yesterday, very Bishmah. It fits like the law. With Bidika. Because Bidika, by definition, is a way of dealing only with Chametz and Yadua. If you know the Chametz is there, it's not Bidika. That's okay, I can know the Chametz is in the closet, go empty out the closet. That's not Bidika, it's not looking for it, it's not searching. By definition, Bidika means let me see what I can find. By definition, Bidika is something that operates only with the Chametz and Yadua. So it's very neat. Chametz Yadua, destroy. From a change, you are, when I've told you to do it, when you drop on, you can't remind them that I've got to go searching for. Okay. That's what we left off yesterday. Very Ishmael, very neat. And again, even though he's limiting Bittul, the Gemara Gadal said, Midaraisa Bittul Bamasagi, so how's the second version, how's the Rambam version 2? Limit only sometimes with the words of my answer as well. In that context, it's true. In that context, it's what we did the Zabbat Snapper. And he'll do it. Very smooth. Until, as the Kesemisha points out, you look at the evidence.
Let's do that right now.
And you begin to take a look at the places where the Tanaim speak of Bittul. Now, Dalai and Dalai, we saw references to Bittul, the words in the upper left. Really, the Tanaim speak about Bittul at least three times in this Messiah. So let's start with that past and enough. So Snap a little kasa. The second to last now alone. Korosh again, Adam Lechadera. You have a semi-attached house with two houses that share a wall. And that we have nowadays as well. But in Chazal's society, not only would something have two houses share a wall, they have two houses that share a shelf. Because the shelves were often stone walls, and to make the shelf, it wouldn't necessarily be a piece of furniture that's next to the wall, or even attached to the wall. But often the shelf would be the wall itself. You drill a hole into the stone wall, and now you have a shelf. You can put things in the hole, in the floor. So the Gemara, and not only would they use chorim, nooks in the wall, the shelf, but if you had a two-family house, you had a semi-attached house, and the two houses share a wall, it would sometimes drill straight through, and you use your side of the hall, a tunnel, and we each use our side as the shelf. Someone strikes, and no one ever do that now, but it doesn't strike us as a crime. Have a shelf that goes from my house to your house, funny idea, but that was done. So what do you do in terms of coming from that? So guys gotta make sure you're good neighbors. Well, what do you do when it comes with the summit stuff? So the Bryce says, Korsha and Amma Haver, again, Chesed and Al, second to last now, one. Zebo Dik and Bakr Shal and Abbas. The Zebo Dik and Bakr Shal and Abbas. The deep wall could be a 5-6 foot deep stone wall between one house and the next. So the Bryce says, each guy sticks his hand in, reach as far as you can into your end of the shelf, see what the there is. And you're going to stick on your side, the other guy's stick on his side.
So imagine this whole table. Imagine the wall is the width of the whole table. Or even better. So there's crop. So imagine that this table is the wall between us.
So, and we have a hole drilled all the way through. So I'm going to stick my hand in as far as I can go. I'm going to search all that for us. He's going to stick his hand in. And then there's going to be a no man's land. It's such a deep, deep wall. This wide. This wide. 6 feet wide. I'm going to stick my hand in like this. I can't get it. We wouldn't even touch fingers if we both stuck our hands at the same time. What's going to happen in the no man's land in between? The middle foot? The Gemara says,
Hashem
evat lo b'libo, whatever's in the middle, the near that I can reach, it do b'libo. So that's one mention of b'libo in the Tanakh. The Chametz that's too far for us to reach. Neither neighbor can reach it because it's so deep into the world. You look back at that Zion, the top of that Zion, the Gemara quotes of Isaiah, they're also in the middle of the Shastra Kariya. We have a mitzvah to get up to this Ava Seder. We have to have Zion, we'll see the four Kampa. But for now, you have questions. Okay, good question. Binyam is asking, why are we doing anything? The middle space we don't reach, there is no Chametz there. It's a lot of shame that he's in the Chametz. Yes, so why don't you do anything? It won't say. So it could be that if you're pushing stuff in, over time things fall further in. That's a good point, yeah? Rats? Okay, maybe the animals do better. We'll get to that later, Mishnah Sotera. We may not necessarily be obligated to. If you're worried about animal movement being grounded everywhere in the world, Mishnah Sotera. Okay, that's a good point, yeah? Maybe I can reach a groom in there. One of those young Arichta tools. Yeah. That's what you're saying. They, I put comments in there, and over the course of the year, things get pushed, things roll a little bit. Okay, So in theory, I have to do something about that comment that's all the way deep in. But I can't really reach it, or I'll reach it with difficulty. So they were Levata, Dav Zayin, the previous summer, the previous block, excuse me. It's a very, very vivid story. Yoshe is Nevesh, Nitzkeh, Chavesh, and Chavesh. The guy's sitting and learning Erev Pesach. He's sitting and learning Erev Pesach. Wow. They're very ahead of their game. Everything is very taken care of in advance. And now Erev Pesach afternoon, or Erev Pesach morning, is sitting and learning. Ah, see, the horrors. He has to finish himself as Marcus. Yeah, he's trying to finish himself as suffering. Yeah. So he's sitting running, and then he realizes that he has Hamas in his ass. So what does he do? Levato the eagle. Levato. Levato. The Gorgon goes on to say, maybe he's a Hezekir, Commodore Flay Rabba, he's not going to leave. But he realizes that he is not just a ball of dough, he was making matzah, and Eric picks up matzah, and then he forgot he ran to Shir, and there's a bowl of dough sitting on his kitchen counter, and by the time he comes back, he becomes promised. What does he do? Mavata. And the truth is, that's what very reminiscent of the Mishnah himself, right? The thirst. Major source for Bittul in Tanaim is a Dhamma and Pes. The Mishnah doesn't talk about it, but it's not. The Mishnah talks about other Mishnah. A fellow is headed off to the Shechtel Mesach, is headed off to make a brisk for his son, headed off to have to celebrate the suit of his Kiddushin with his wife's new wife's family. Polak with the Mishnah named Kasama. Polak with Shalom's Pisma of Mahu. With no other mother, she was heirs in this moment. He headed off to some very exciting mitzvah or another. And in this case, he showed up to some place where he remembers. On the way, he bought the Kali forgot. He left the Kamas around. He may never bring the Kamas. And he also lost the Kamas and lost the mitzvah. So he absolutely bought it. And if you have enough time, you have enough lead time, you can go back and learn the comments and then head out again and still make it in time for the bris, the Sidus Anderson, the Shukas Tantessa. But then that's what you gotta do. And then going back, you've already gone so far and you don't have so much extra time. And you go all the way back, and you're all the way back again, you're gonna miss the mitzvah you're headed to. So then, Mevatlo Beligo, just do the Beligo. Just to report. And the Gorgon goes, Mishnah goes, for other cases, if you're going on a telephone of some sort, you're on the local ambulance course, and then for sure about the Beligo. It's not for mitzvah at all, so you're just going on a trip, but then cancel the trip and go back and do beer comments. So we definitely want you to do beer comments, it's clear in the Mishnah, no, it does. We want you to do beer comments, but if there's a mitzvah, some other mitzvah you have to, and that mitzvah is going to suffer if you go back to physics, you have to come. So you always have to be a backstop. As a backstop, you always have bitter. If going back is the meaning you missed out on the wedding, you missed out on the quiz, you missed out on the shit, so then do bitter. Then do bitter. And then again, it's a mission and test, a brisa on Dav Zayin, about the guys in Beis Medrash. And by the way, it says something to you about the value of the time that you spend in the Beis Medrash. Oh, I'll just leave. Look, I'm in Beis Medrash. I could leave. Sometimes I need to leave. Often I need to leave. But I'm paying a price. I'm going to miss out on being in Beis Medrash. So, that's what Bryce says. So, don't miss out on being in Beis Medrash. Do the bat. Do the bat. Do the bat.
Do bitzel instead of beer. So, what do we have?
Cases where the chametz is too different. Three cases where, okay, we'll give you the right to do bittul. Forget about the beer, just do bittul. Either just that precious can reach that far, or Dav Zayin and Dav Mem Tes, it's gonna take too much time away. I'm in the middle of doing something else. It's too far away. I'm in the middle of doing something else. Okay, very nice. Three chametz is three references in Tanam, and the person is asked to bid them. Where is that leading these you have seen so far? So Kasef Mishnah comes out. 1 second. What is the second Gersa? We have two Gersos Tanam. One Gersa Rama was, you always do bid on all times. That was version one. Okay? Here are three examples of how did you do bid on. But version two, which the Kasef Mishnah presented, and he found it appealing in certain ways, not that beyond the all comments. You only become some comments. Which comments? What the Kasef Mishnah said. Comments young, comments Shaino, you don't know, right? That, if I look, I'll find it, right? I don't even know whether I have comments. The Kasef Mishnah said, okay, well, look itself. She yasir have comments on the deal of the shoes. If you know about the comments, you have to physically remove it. She ain't gonna do it, you don't know about it. So then, do better. In fact, the Kasef Mishnah, before the Kasef Mishnah, he says, it's just not true. Because I find three places in Hamas, think about Bito. And all of them, is it comments in Dua or comments in Ingo? Do I know that the comment is there? And I'm not going to do the Bito or not? Clearly, yes, right? Now, we could argue about that class. But that class, the first class is, I'm 23 to your 23, so as you guys are arguing out before, you don't even know whether there is comments there. Maybe some comments are. Okay, today that class qualifies comments that you are doing. I don't know the comments there. I assert some part of that good. But the Mishnah then passed, and the Mishnah then signed, the whole point the guy remembered. He didn't remember earlier in the morning. When he was still at home, he didn't do it any other way. Okay, that's why he didn't destroy in the morning. But now he's doing the bit of the Shas Isa. Now it's 10 o'clock in the morning, he says, I have comments at home. What's going to be? You tell him, don't worry, do bit of this guy. Don't worry, you remember your comments. The Shas is bit there, you know the comments is there. So that's flat out against the number. And that's the problem. And that's the problem. The solution, as I think some of you began to see, is that maybe solutions are a lot of things, but first, just to make the Rambam work with these, with that design back in class, hopefully the solution to a few others also, is that the solution could be to preserve, to salvage the core of the Kasef Mishnah Girsa, but with a twist. The core of the Kasef Mishnah Girsa is that Bito, it's true that Bito works in the Torah, to the Lord of God, but not to all kinds, to some kinds. So the way the Kasef Mishnah presented it, the partition, the category, the divine line is, do you know about it? So that clearly can't be, because what do you do about it? I mean, that one, yes, in this case, I'm going to look, I remember. So if you look carefully at the Rebbe of Mavala, he gives a slightly different twist. You should know, by the way, as you look in the Rebbe of just a bibliographical note for a moment, this Rambam, I'm sure many of you are familiar, is called the Franco Rambam. Who's Franco? He's not the Rambam, he doesn't sound very sorry. The Rambam's sorry, but there's a Rabbi Shapsu Franco who lived in the 20th century, who sponsored the reprinting of the Rambam. So the brown ones that look like this, look very nice inside. Number one, the type was totally reset, everything was very pretty. But there are a number of major enhancements that were made. A number of things with that, maybe we'll get to know over the course of the year, but you already have gotten to know. They have collections of a lot of Rambam covers for that. Indexes by Rambam of who talks about which kasha, very, very useful. But another part of what they did that's what's useful for us right now is they work on the page itself. Not only the front, what Hosafos they made in the back, but on the page itself, not only they make it look nicer, clearer font, but they work very hard on the proper use of the Rambam. They did a lot of work on manuscripts. Far and wide, Ashkenazi manuscripts, Friday manuscripts, Pinkani manuscripts, really look very hard to get an accurate text of the Rambam, and they printed some of the portions that were never printed before. Actually, on the portion on this page, if you open up an old-fashioned Rambam, a Vilna Rambam, you're not going to find specifically a Vilna Rambam. Vilna Rambam is a major, major catch. They got their hands on manuscripts of the Rabbeinu Menachem of the Rishon. Well, so sometimes, so perhaps you heard of it quoted from another friend of mine, sometimes the later portion will quote it. But until they been published, it wasn't Rabbeinu Menachem himself, but not on the page. And he, is often transformed. Very, very sweet formulations, and very, very incisive formulations. Very, very strong. So he writes here, with that introduction, he sort of, he lays out the whole thing. He didn't raise a few suggestions. Bittul is the Isa, but it's the Rukacha. And then the end, over here, page Rishon Gimel, the last couple of lines, and I'll put in comments off of this. The Habitul Moro Bechamitza Yaduolo, Bittul works for Chamitza that you know of, so he's clearly referencing which gears that you have. Clearly, the Kesef Mishnah, King Gersa number 2, Kesef Mishnah's Gersa. Right? He lived before the Kesef Mishnah. He had the same Gersa the Kesef Mishnah had. He says, it works for Chametz HaYaduolo. For Chametz HaYaduolo, there ain't no Yachon with that Arah. So if you know about it, the Kesef Mishnah said, if you don't know about it. Meridol says, well, if you know about it, but you're not able to destroy it. Like Yachon of Makoya. Or also is based on Otsa, situations where the Hamas is physically inaccessible. There was a house that collapsed. My house collapsed. Gevalt. There are tornadoes, there are hurricanes, you find the news, there are people really suffering. Natural disasters. So what the person to do if his house collapses and it's right before Pesach? So number one, you gotta find a place to live. Number two, in addition to all the practical issues, you have a house full of comments. It's going to take a few weeks to dig through the rubble. But I know I have a whole couple hundred thousand comments in there. But we're not going to be able to access them until after the case is over. So what do you do? Only Shahim Iraq Kairos, and the upper level of the Iraq, or I'm in another city. I'm not able to come back. What's that a reference to? Where did we find that case where the guys are in a different city? I'm sorry, that's a test. I have the mission of test in person. That's right. So then I'm hoping to go on to do my own test. And I remember that back in Rogin, but back in the Tula, wherever I live, back in Dimona, I still have comments on the shelf. But now I'm heading to July to do my own test. I'm headed to the Tula Bears. I'm headed to the Tula. Or I'm in the Bears Bears. The person comes up. I'm on the comments when I do a low, the Yaka without a row, low. But if you know about the comments and you're able to do beer, then this doesn't work. What the Rabbi Menachem did very gently is explain that it's more than just a question of what you know about it. It's not really about what you know the comments is worth. It's whether you're able to do beer. In order to do beer, then we have to. If you don't know the comments, you're obviously not going to do beer. Or even if you know the comments is there, but for some other reason, it's not feasible. Either absolutely impossible, or even just difficult. But I could go back, I could make it back in time, but then I'm going to miss out the bris, I'm going to miss out the service, I'm going to miss out the carpessa. So if it's not, so that's what Rabbi Menachem is explaining in very, very subtly, that the eyes are open, you see, he's giving you shot in his piercing. He's saying it's not so much about the area of Ruach per se, but the real love this year is Bittul only works and Chavitza doesn't lend itself to beer. If beer is impossible or very difficult, that's when Bittul works. It's difficult or impossible, it's not feasible to physically destroy. So what does that do for me? What does the Amanov's tweak do for me? So number one, technically, it solves my problem. Right? He had a kasha against his second verse, the Rambam. It's against the Zayin Nachman Tess. Now it's no longer against the Zayin Nachman Tess. Because it's not only about Eni Yodua so much as Yeshua Levi. Eni Yodua is a piece of it, is an example of Yeshua. Yeah, no, it's there. Obviously, you're not going to destroy it. But there could be other reasons why you can't destroy it. Like, it's just too far away. It's too remote geographically, or it's too hard to, it's inaccessible because it's underneath a pile of rubble, or it's too deep into the hole, into the floor. I can't reach that far. But not only does it solve your problem, it's so now that you technically solve, I had a kasha from that day, a kasha that been tested, a kasha migemara from sources, but it also solves things misvara. It solves things misvara. Because as we mentioned yesterday, and let's take a look inside, there is a machlokas, and we've been talking about, you know, when does, in what cases does Bittul apply. The whole comments, some comments, as they started mentioning yesterday, some Baruch Hashem had jumped the gun yesterday, so got into it. Let's take a look at that Dalit. Quick show of hands, how many guys have a chance to see the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos that Dalit and Seder? Okay, okay, let's take a look together. Is some yes, some no? This is the Gemara that we had started with. Midaraisa b'Bittul b'Av Asadim. Need the arise of the bit of the armasan. The Tosfos develops the idea that what does it mean to do bitum? What does it mean to do bitum? So Rashi says, what is it? When does bitum work? What is it? So Rashi had said, the bit of the arma, the sir, Tashkisan, the book says, Tevaru, the Hashbasa, the way, the Hashbasa. It's a tight hashbasa in my heart, or in my mind. I'm mentally destroying it. That's much the same as the Rambam himself. When he says like this, it's a form of tashbisa. Along with the Buddhists. You take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos is very bad. Tosfos is also Mida Olaisa. He says, how could it be? He says, how could it be? Not only come on later, I'm not focused. Are you supposed to burn the chametz of the tashbisa or any kind of hashtasas of the chodah? Now if you burn it, you can even flush it down the toilet, throw it into the sea, put it into a vat, and have it for a gas. And what does that come up? The Tosfos says, number one, how do you tell me that hashtasas means bittul, but the Talmud are discussing which type of physical destruction? Would that be fire or anything? How do you tell me that the bittul is hashtasas? Hashtasas is bittul. Hashbasa is not the way, Hashbasa is physical. So, I mean, here's other crashes. So Tosfos says, no. Tosfos rejects the whole Rashi Rambam idea that Bittul is actually a form of Hashbasa. And Tosfos says, no, it means Hefka. Only we need to erase the Bittul of the Al-Masagi, when we say that we need to erase the Bittul of the Al-Masagi, when the Akash of Bittul, how do we have to do it? Yatsun Rashisa, Umadu! He says it's not some type of fancy I'm calling an offer, I'm declaring that it's nothing, I'm destroying my mind, I'm imagining it's destroying. Nah! He says it's simple. This is the universal halacha concept. I'm Hashem. As the Tosfos says. And that's not exactly how we got started. When we started here, as well, but the belief is not mine anymore. Hashem! Not unique to Pesach. Hefker is a global halakha, you might throw us out something. Right? It happened over time. I had a piece of furniture for the kids got a curl. So I say, I don't need anymore, I'll put it on the curb, so I don't see you can use it, we'll take it. I don't need this piece of furniture. We're making all that, we're not taking this furniture with us, but we're gonna turn out what's gonna happen. Right? It doesn't not just come in, it's yes. I relinquish my ownership. Whatever the one says, whether I'm being mocked to the rabbin or whether I'm just removing my own ownership and then whatever anyone does. But this is a global process. The Tosfos says, yeah, that's what Pittel. Pittel is just another word for Hefker. I'll be mocked. My comment on how I own it. I don't own it anymore. I declare in the morning it's not mine. Hefker. Either someone else will take it or no one will take it, but it's not mine. It's not mine. The Tosfos says, that's right, and that's the din. After all, it's not there, it's not the law. There's no Avera, it's not the Son of Moses, it's not the Son of the Torah. That's a simple way of understanding. Vittel, Tosfos says, is after. The Tosfos also points out there are rules for how you're supposed to do after. The Gemara says you're supposed to have three people, the Tosfos works on that. We have to only drop on them, and then Torah. But again, let's recap. The key point here, Machlokes, Tosfos versus Rashi Rambam, what does Bittel mean? Does Bittel mean after? Or does Bittel mean, I'm saying it's ka'afa? It's a declaration that it's like dirt. And that somehow, that verbal or mental declaration, somehow that's an act of hash basa. But the question is, so they can be cautious of time on the path. They're cautious against Rashi, they're cautious against Tosfos. But again, one caution Tosfos had on Rashi was, what do you mean? In the Machlokes is later for how you physically destroy. Right? But how you tell me that the Hashmasa is the link? So the answer to that is the second verse of the Rabbi. Right? Some types of comments call for physical destruction, other types of comments call for bitter. But the more fundamental problem with Rashi is, what do you mean? And you say it's Kaab. This is a question we raised yesterday. Well, Hefker, I've heard it before. I know. I can choose to no longer own something. But what's this new, according to Rashi, this new concept of I can say it's like offer, but somehow what? It becomes dirt? And they said yesterday, if I take a cheeseburger, I take a strip of bacon, and say, this is dirt! And then I eat it. You say, oh, it's not out there because you made it dirt. I have a $2,000 Hugo Boss shopping suit. Shopping now is usually only time for expensive suits. I'm not advocating that expensive suit. Well, let's imagine one for some reason decided to spend an obscene amount of money on his clothing. Man, he has shopping suit! So he says, oh, he sees the label, linen, wool, or the check. He says, no, don't worry. That's not linen. That's offer. I'm calling all the linen dirt. But now it's not Shabbos? It's absurd. Like we said yesterday, Shabbos is the right, Shabbos left the home in the middle. So what's going on? What does it mean to say you're being mocked and opposed? You know what that means? What does it mean to say it's ka'afra? What does it mean? Well, so they were not the Shema. Because what you're saying is, I wish I could destroy it if I could. That's what Bittel means to Rashi and Rambam. If I have a cheeseburger and I say, oh, it's dirt, it's still a cheeseburger. Particularly if you're then proceeding to eat it, really it's a cheeseburger. Right? But the comment, it's an avera to maintain ownership or perhaps interested ownership. So if I say, I have no interest in this comment, as far as I'm concerned, it's dirt, does that work? Is that real? Or are you just pulling my leg? Well, if it's the sort of thing that I can't destroy, so what I'm saying is, if I could, I would destroy it. I would be glad to physically annihilate it, but I just can't, because it's not here. You know, I don't even know where it is, it ain't gonna do it. Or I know where it is, but it's too far away. It's too deep into the hole. Or I'll have to travel too far. Or it's under the lapos, it's under the rubber. So then, now it makes sense. Yes, really I should destroy. But if I can't destroy for some reason or other, either I know it's there or it's too hard to destroy, then I say, I wish that if I could destroy it, I would. I have no interest. I'm relinquishing any interest. It's off the radar. That's a meaningful statement. And that's also why it's not a random how come it works, the do or do, why is it limited? I'll tell you why it's limited. It's not a random rule. It makes perfect sense. If it's something that promises that for some reason or another, it's not feasible for me to destroy, so then my bittul is meaningful. If I could destroy, I'd be glad to, but I can't. As soon as the chametz is available for construction, A, I know it's there, and B, I'm able to access it immediately. So then, it's absurd to say, it's there, and if I could, I would destroy it. Nope, it's not true. It's right here. You're not destroying it. So clearly, you could snout whatever words you want. You don't even mean it. Because your actions belie your words. Because the fact that it's right here, you know it's here, it's right here, you could destroy it, and you have no interest in destroying it. Clearly, who are you for? That box of Dungeon Bells means nothing to you? No, clearly it does mean something. If it really meant nothing to you, you take that box on the table and throw it in the fire. The fact that it's right here, it's your dua, an actual about it, and you're not destroying it, obviously you do care. So now, let's begin to put the pieces together. What happened so far? We had a Rambam who said, "Look, you know, Bittur works. They're not both." And the Rambam specifically said, "Bittur works as a form of hashvasa, or brash." If not, he does not say anything about hefker. It's ka'afra, since the day, isn't it? Ka'afra the ayah. The Kesef Mishka already had a year, so that it's a limited. It's a limited scope. Bittur doesn't always work, it works on some chametz. Which chametz? Chametz that you don't know about. I don't think the evidence. So Beit HaNoach appears to, without ever raising the kasha, it seems like he was sensitive to the kasha. Very clearly, he was sensitive to the kasha, and is resolving the kasha by explaining, it's not really that, why should the penalty know it or not? No. It really has to do with it. Not knowing is an example of you're not able to do being. You're not able to be able to put your own body, or you're able to be able to put it too hard, too far, physically not feasible. Either way, Amy Abu is an example of the actual body. Bittur really should work. Really, Hashbasa means Bittur. Except that Bittur is ridiculous when you're able to physically destroy. Bittur should work over. But now we understand why it's limited. It's not a random rule that's limited. Of course it's limited. Because if it's easy to destroy, if you know it's there, you can destroy it. Then Bittur is ridiculous. And the only option is to physically destroy. But whenever it's legitimate to say, I'm not destroying it, but I really don't care about it, either I don't know where it is, or it's too hard, I don't want to miss the pasana. Okay? So that's legit. So then your Bittur is mean. And then, finally, not only does Rabbi Noach read of the second, the Rambam version 2, fit well with, number one, the Gemara's, resolve the problem of the Gemara's and then Zion test. Number two, it fits well with Rashi Rambam's sheet about what Bittur is. And finally, also number three, fits well with Rashi's sheet about why we do the detail. What is Rambam holding at? The focus Rashi and Tosfos. The focus Rashi and Tosfos about Beis HaMinhag. What's the purpose of the Bittur Chametz? Midrabban, Bittur Chametz, what's the purpose? So, where was the Rambam holding at? Clearly, yeah. Well, what's the Rambam holding? What's the purpose of the Bittur Chametz? Let's start with that. Is it like Rashi could avoid my own birthday, or is my cousin's own meeting? Is it eating? Rashi. Rashi. Yeah. So why would you say this, why would you say that? So I want to point to something critically important. Critically important, and we'll end with this, and we'll wrap up tomorrow. We would expect to find, and we'll have to work it out, or you can think of it, of course, then we'll begin with this tomorrow. We would expect to find that in the Rambam, a solution to Rashi that is. And we'll have to see what that solution is, because the Rambam holds on Rashi. The evidence of holding on Rashi is that one of the key features of Mishnah Torah is organization. The Rambam was trying to, one of his major goals was to take things from all of our shas and put them back into their place, to organize things in a logical order. Every topic has its location. Shas is a conversation, so different topics pop up in different places. In principle, arrange my topic. Right, it's a conversation. So Rava put everything, one of his names that goes, stage mode, put everything into strict logical order. That's why as the very first Mr. Rav and Savior points out, location is king in Rava. You can learn about this from the end of location. Where is the biggest hamas of here? Now, how about their big? So, if the Rambam talks about topic, that means that's where the Gemara spoke about it. But the Rambam wasn't working with the Gemara organization, he was reorganizing the staff. So, the location is very key. So, from location alone, you can make arguments of time on time. From location alone, you get to the Rambam of the Rashi. That the Gita's Chametz is a detail within ownership of Chametz rather than detail within eating Chametz. So think about this for tomorrow. I don't want to run too far over time. Think about for tomorrow. Could this approach, this approach of the Rebbe Manoah, this sensitive, nuanced reading of the Rambam, that Chametz of Yadua means Victor's limits of Chametz that doesn't lend itself to beer. Then it's meaningful to say it's ta'af. Otherwise, if you can do beer, then it's silly to say it's ta'af. So could that also help me solve Tosis' kasha against Rashi? And maybe it's Rashi Tosis. Maybe it's the point that Tosis approached the Mikdal, that's why he thought that he took it on Abdallah, he took an approach to Bidika and that fish. And maybe Rashi and Rabbi were on a different approach to Mikdal, on level of the Raisa and Abdallah, therefore on a different approach to Bidika. Let's start tomorrow morning by putting the pieces together. Come on, let's go.